Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Welcome back, everyone, to the channel. Tonight's terrifying tale is about this park ranger who worked in the state of Kentucky at the Mammoth Cave National Park and the reasoning for why he quit his job and never looked back. Stay tuned, because it's about to get spooky. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Hey, Campfire. I'm a huge fan of your channel, and have been for years. I wanted to share one of my more anxiety-inducing or scary encounters as a park ranger. I worked as a park ranger at Mammoth Cave National Park in the state of Kentucky. I worked there in my early 20s for a few years until an extremely horrific experience occurred and I quit. I did make decent money working there, but working as a park ranger just wasn't really my passion, and I couldn't see myself ever returning without crippling anxiety after what went down. This all started on July 15th of 2016. I woke up the same that I would have on any regular boring day. I groaned as my alarm went off and forced myself out of bed. I took a shower, got dressed, and left for work, all with a look of dumb discontentedness on my face. That's another reason I left my position as a park ranger. Such a job was not something that I found interest in, and quite frankly, I didn't enjoy my job. I have been so passionate about becoming a park ranger before I actually was one, that I didn't let myself show my true discontent to my family and friends once I had gotten hired. Every morning, I would wake up in a bad, pessimistic mood, always assuming the worst. However, no amount of negativity could have let me experience the horrific events that went down that day. I entered my car and tried hard to force a good, motivated mood onto myself, like I did every morning. I looked at myself in the mirror and sighed as my attempt failed again. I thought about stopping the attempts altogether at that point, and it all seemed useless to me. After yet another boring drive filled with traffic, I arrived at work. I prepared for the 8 hours of the mental torture I was about to face by being stuck working somewhere I did not enjoy. It was 6 a.m., and I was the first worker to arrive. I usually worked the early morning shifts alone, but sometimes I would be assigned with a coworker. I walked over to the front office and grabbed my keys out of my pants. I found the right key and inserted it into the keyhole. I felt a sense of satisfaction every time I heard the click of the door unlocking. I walked into the office and sat down at my chair, which was now falling apart from how old it was, and how much it had been used by me and countless other employees throughout the years. I quickly typed in my PIN to log into my account on the computer. I have done it so much that it was muscle memory at that point. After logging in, I clicked on my workplace's application to see what work I had assigned for the day. It seemed I was to be scheduled to do a deep clean of the West Trail, starting in 30 minutes. I audibly groaned once I saw the assignment. Every few months, they would assign one unlucky worker to do a deep clean of one of the trails. It was a very long and tedious job that required a lot of walking and bending down to pick up trash left by some scum-of-the-earth people who had no respect for the planet, or the employees who worked there for that matter. I mentally accepted the unfortunate fact that I would be working on that assignment, and prepared for 30 minutes of relaxation, which would actually turn out to be 30 minutes of dread for the task at hand. After sitting there, staring into space for 30 minutes, it was time to start my task. I got out of my chair with a sigh and went over to the sink for a quick drink of water before my task. I grabbed a few water bottles and some snacks and packed them into my bag, knowing that I would need them. I put my backpack on before walking to the front door and aggressively swinging it open. I forced myself to embrace the scorching hot, humid mid-July air. I walked down the steps of the front porch and took the first dozen paces needed to reach the beginning of the West Trail. I looked around, examining the trail for trash. 5 minutes in, I had already picked up a quarter of the normal-sized trash bags worth of trash. I bent down to pick up another piece of trash when a bizarre noise caused me to stop. I heard an extremely bizarre and quite frightening noise coming from somewhere that sounded far away, but not an insane distance away. The sound reminded me of an angry or ferocious animal. I let the goosebumps subside before returning to my assignment. I bent down again and picked up the piece of trash, luckily without hearing another weird noise. I continued down the trail, and 15 minutes later, I had acquired one full trash bag worth of trash. I walked all the way back to the beginning of the trail and dropped off my first trash bag there. As I was grabbing another trash bag, I heard the same noise again, except much louder and more aggressive this time. Goosebumps grew on my body, and extreme fear caused me to go into temporary paralytic state. I stood there for around a half a minute, in fear, trying to process what that sound just was, and trying to gain the mental courage to move again. I stayed paralyzed because all I could think about was just how close that sound was to me than before, and the fact that I was way farther than I was before. And the sound was still louder, meaning that whatever had made that sound was going in the same direction as me. I finally gained the courage to move, and the first thing I did was examine all my surroundings extremely thoroughly. I took a sigh of relief after I had looked around, and there was nothing that seemed dangerous or threatening in my surroundings. I stood there for about another half minute or so before I gained the courage to continue.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
My assignment. I had to complete the assignment before my shift was over. I only had a few hours left into my shift, and I wasn't even a quarter way done. I decided that I needed to look past the weird noises and do my job. I grabbed another trash bag and started down the trail again. Once I had made it to the point of the trail where I had left off earlier, I began to pick up many pieces of trash littered across the trail. Suddenly, an extremely horrific and deafening screeching noise roared through the air, sounding exactly like the bizarre animal noises I had been hearing, except this time the beast was clearly much more close. I stood in pain and shock as my ears rang from the pain. After a few minutes, I placed my hand to my ear, and when I looked at my hand, I saw blood. I tried speaking out loud, but realized that I was completely unable to hear my own voice. I stopped and tried to listen for other noises, but my stomach sank deep into the floor once I realized that there was only one thing that I could hear, the intense and non-stop ringing. The ringing suddenly began to grow more and more intense until the point where I couldn't handle it anymore. I began to scream in pain, but I couldn't even hear how loud I was. A few minutes later, the already bad ringing was already growing worse and had grown tenfold worse, and at that point I didn't even have the energy to stand up. I suddenly collapsed on the floor and curled up into a ball as I began to scream and cry from the pure severity of the pain I was undergoing. It was hard to have coherent thoughts, but I kept thinking about how it was even possible that an ordinary forest predator could make such a horrific and deafening noise. Finally, the ringing got so absolutely intense that I was no longer able to form any coherent thoughts. I felt as if I was going to go brain dead. The only thing that I could think about at the moment was the fact that my head felt as if it was already in the midst of exploding. Suddenly, as if my head exploded, all the pain and pressure was gone. It was a half-relieving and half-panic attack-inducing situation. Half-relieving because the ringing finally stopped, of course. But half-panic attacking-inducing as I wondered if my head had just exploded. After a few more minutes of laying there, frozen in shock from the incident, I finally opened my eyes. I was met with exactly what I had expected. A view of the forest from the ground. Nothing too exciting. After a few minutes of staring at the underneath of the trees, I gained the physical and mental courage to at least attempt standing up. I got to my knees first and then helped myself up to the ground. I felt incredibly lightheaded, and a wave of nausea washed over me when I stood up. I felt as if I was gonna pass out when stars clouded my vision, but luckily I did not. I opened my mouth, scared but ready to learn the results. I opened my mouth and began to speak. I was a little bit relieved, but also scared at the results. I could only hear my voice as a weak noise that sounded far away, and it was heavily distorted. I spoke once more and was shocked and relieved to feel my hearing suddenly return perfectly. I stood there for a few minutes, pondering about the insane and traumatic situation that had just happened to me. After finally recollecting myself, I knew that I had to seriously complete my assignment this time and not get distracted by stupid creatures in the forest. I picked up my trash bag and continued to bend down and place pieces of trash into the bag. Suddenly, I saw two yellow orbs in my peripheral vision, and I froze. I turned back around to the location where I had seen the orbs very slowly, until my eyes were locked onto them. Upon locking my eyes onto them, I could now see that they were not orbs. They were eyeballs. That sudden and unwelcome realization made my stomach drop and sent shivers down my spine. Thoughts began to race through my head. I wondered if the eyes I had stared at belonged to the creature that was responsible for the traumatic incident that I had undergone just minutes before. I continued to longingly and fearfully stare into the yellow eyes. I began to examine the area around the yellow eyes. I noticed that they were inside of a thin cave that was neatly camouflaged into the surrounding nature. As I took another look at the eyes, I realized that they were not two normal-sized eyes from a normal distance. They were two enormous eyes from a large distance away. The cave must have stretched for miles. For some odd reason, I felt drawn to venture inside of the cave, even while still being aware of the obvious dangers that lurked within. I took a few deep breaths and began to contemplate the decision carefully. I felt that exploring the cave would be more fun than continuing to pick up trash, and I realized that I didn't really care if I got fired anymore. I began to lean on the decision to go vent inside of the cave, so I began to make my pros and cons list in my head. After doing so, I realized that there was more cons than pros. But the cave was just too intriguing to not explore. I took a deep breath and decided I was going to explore the cave. I took the few dozen steps needed to reach the cave. I paused in front of the cave and bent down to peer inside of it. I could only see a few feet ahead of me before the darkness began to envelop the cave. I pulled out my phone and turned on the flashlight. The light from my phone illuminated the cave. It seemed relatively normal to me. I couldn't spot anything out of the ordinary. I gulped down my nerves before taking a deep breath and crouching down to enter the cave. Right as I entered the cave, the sound of slow, deep breathing came audible. The sound freaked me out, but I figured that I was too deep to give up now. I comforted myself by reminding myself that I was carrying Bear Mace on me. So, if the worst case scenario that I get attacked by something comes true, it wouldn't be too much of a worry. Each step that I took deeper into the cave made my anxiety skyrocket. A few minutes of walking had passed, and the deep breathing was now much more clear. The breathing sounded what I would imagine a bear would sound like. But I had never heard a bear sleep, so how would I know? It was now getting a little bit chilly in the cave. I shivered a little, but appreciated the chill nonetheless, because it beat the hot July sun by a mile. After about 15 minutes of walking in the cave, it felt as if it was never going to end. The breathing had somehow stayed roughly the same noise level despite all the progress I had made moving forward. I took a sigh and took one more step, and quite suddenly, the breathing became much more loud. The abrupt change in noise level startled me, and I unwillingly let out a shriek of shock and fear. I quickly slapped my hand over my mouth when I realized what I had just done. I stood completely still, paralyzed from fear. My fear grew so much worse when I realized that after my shriek, the breathing had ceased. I let out another almost silent shriek of fear when I suddenly began to hear heavy shuffling noises coming from somewhere in the cave that didn't sound too far at all. I began to take slow, quiet, and deep breaths in an attempt to keep my sanity so that I could think of a logical plan to escape this horrific situation. The shuffling that I had once heard turned into deep, heavy footsteps that shook the entire cave so much that it caused me to fall backwards onto my back. I let out a small groan of pain when my back impacted the hard cave ground. I continued to sort of lightly bounce up and down from the cave floor each step the unknown entity in the cave took a step. I began to wonder if these were the very last moments of my life before I got gobbled up by this entity. I almost began to give up and accept my fate, but I remembered the bear mace I was carrying. I knew that it would most likely do nothing to this insane beast of a creature, but it was worth a shot. I pulled out my bear mace and shone my flashlight onto it to make sure I was pointing it at the right direction. Spraying myself with bear mace in this situation would have been the worst possible mistake to make. Finally, the creature's footsteps got so loud, so shaking, and so close that I was certain it was about to show up any second. I got my flashlight ready and shone it in the direction that the footsteps were coming from. Suddenly, the footsteps stopped, and there was no one in front of me. I was weirded out, but knew that this was my chance to escape. I quickly turned around to start running out of the cave. But what I saw stopped me in my tracks. Right behind me was the most horrific-looking creature I had ever seen. It was a huge humanoid creature with the face of a dog. Just looking at this creature sent sheer panic throughout every inch of my body and caused me to enter a temporary paralytic state. I wondered how in the world the creature had gotten behind me. But I remembered that a while back in the cave, I'd come across a fork of the road that led to another path in the cave. The creature stared at me for what seemed like forever, until finally I had had enough. I held up the bear mace and sprayed the humanoid dog creature in the face. Suddenly, the same horrific shrieking sound from earlier that had caused me temporary hearing loss was back, and the pain was 10 times more intense. That did not stop me from spraying, though. I screamed in absolutely pain and agony as I continued to relentlessly spray the bear mace in the creature's face. Suddenly, the shrieking stopped. I looked in front of me and saw that the creature was nowhere to be seen. I quickly put my hand to my ear, and my hand was covered in my blood. I knew that I didn't have time to think about that at the moment, and that I needed to use this chance to get out of this horrific cave. I began to run as fast as I ever had in my entire life, and after a few minutes, I had escaped the cave. I embraced the wonderful hot July air that I never in a million years thought that I would appreciate. I wanted to stop and rest, but I knew that the best idea would be to get as far away from this cave as possible, so I quickly continued walking. I could not have cared less about the routine trail deep cleaning. I had already made up my mind to quit this job. After a while of walking, I made it back to the main office. The late morning crew had now arrived. I spoke to my supervisor and told him that I was quitting immediately. He also mentioned that he and all the other employees had just heard a weird sound coming from deep in the forest. I contemplated explaining the story to him, but I didn't want to sound crazy, and I knew that no one would believe me if I told them that I had encountered a humanoid dog figure at a creepy cave. He tried to persuade me to stay, but I adamantly refused. I turned in my uniform and all of my gear. That day is still the most traumatic day of my life, and I'm glad that I quit that job. I hope that I never run into that horrible creature again.